have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I want to welcome you to the Just For You podcast. Listen, did you hear the song? It will be all right. It's not a question about it. It's not a thought about it. What is the truth? No matter what you're facing on today, no matter how beautiful your day has been, it will be all right. So we welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle by Wright. I want to give a shout out to all of you, the listeners that are listening in on today. Truly, God is good and worthy to be praised. There is none like him. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And we can't say anything other than glory be to his name. If this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, we'd love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. Again, we welcome you. We welcome all of you that are listening in. A shout out to our producer and CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, better known as Kimmy Kim. Let me say it again, Kimmy Kim. And also to our Elation family, radio and magazine, we welcome you. And of course to my husband, wonderful man of God, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., as well as to our guest of honor, none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Abba Father is welcome in this place. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. Listen, before we begin, I wanted you to know what Just For You is all about. If you will, please join with me as we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our Abba Father, we call on you now to come into this podcast. Have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. Answer questions for someone who may have things laying on their heart, their mind, their spirit, or their soul. Give them strength. Heal, save, deliver. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with us. We ask you to have your divine will and way. Bless Elation Radio and Magazine. Bless the guests and the listeners. Bless our special guests, Ray and Leandria Green. Oh, my God, I'm so excited about them being here. God, open every door for them and close every door that needs to be closed. Thank you, oh God, for hearing the prayers of your people on today. And we thank you for my husband, God. I thank you that you're doing great and mighty things in the lives of your people. Let them know on today you are still able, you are still God, and you are still good. There is nobody like you, and we honor you and adore you. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we are super excited about today. Every week there is exhortation and a short, brief message. And on today, we're going to talk about Here Comes the Bride. Hallelujah. All dressed in white. Anybody ever heard that before? Well, we put our minds on weddings. We believe that there is something amazing about a wedding. We wait on the bride. We sit and we will wait as long as the bride is getting herself together. I want to start off by telling you on today that this particular bride has to have everything adorned and in place. This particular bride has to have the crown right. It has to have the body, and it has to have the garments right. It has to have the spirit right in order for it. It's nothing like a great wedding that you will attend. I've been to some of the best weddings, and I'm telling you, some of the best isn't the most expensive. It is the fact that love was there. It is the fact that you could feel what was in the room based on what the two people had between themselves. Listen to that again. What the two had amongst themselves that made you feel included. You didn't have to be a flower girl. You didn't have to be a ring bearer. You didn't have to be a bridesmaid, maid of honor, best man, or groomsman. But in your seat, you felt something marvelous getting ready to take place. It's the anticipation of the bride coming down the aisle that gets us all when we're waiting, when we're selected, come on here, to be guests at the wedding. So in today's exhortation, we will be talking about this here comes the bride all dressed in white. Who is she and what does she represent? What is her features? What are the things she's known for as a bride? Does she look beautiful? Has she forgotten her stockings there? Has she forgotten something significant in order to walk down the aisle? How many weddings have you had to sit at if something was forgotten that they couldn't walk down the aisle? Maybe someone forgot the shoes. Maybe the hair wasn't in place. Maybe, God forbid, the garments, undergarments weren't there. But something was missing and everyone had to wait. Let me share about today's bride. We won't be waiting on her. She will be ready and she will have the needed necessary items to be in front of her bridegroom. Would you travel with me to Revelation 19? After these things, we're going to begin at the first verse. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, and he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye servants and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Let me stop right there. She wasn't getting ready. She made herself ready. In other words, she did what was necessary prior so that this wedding could take place. Let me read 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Do you have fine linen today? If you were the bride, are you clothed? Let me read 9. And he said unto me, write. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed. You better hear what the groom was looking like, the other party. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And his name is called the Word of God. Armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. White and clean. May the Lord of the blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. White and clean. When we first began, we talked about being invited to a wedding. I want you to know, as believers of God, this bride is going to take place. She is the body of Christ. She is adorned beautifully, clean, and white. She is fulfilled all that he needs her to be. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Now, let me tell you what's interesting about the power of God. The woman of God on today posted something. Now, this is why I love God. In our study time and all that we do, seeking the face of God for what he wants to say, she posts on there that she heard, and she's going to talk about it, that the Lord is coming back sooner than we think. I'm thinking about what he gave me. And before, because I knew they were coming on, so I began praying and studying. But listen, when God confirms the thing, it is a need for you to pay attention. So he's given me this. He gave her that. It is a message for all that was here. Why? Because when the bride comes in all of her beauty, there has to be something else there that is called substance. There has to be something in our living that will cause us to be acknowledged by him. Do you not know, and they're going to talk about it, I don't want to go too far into marital, but here's the thing. Before he, which is assigned to find a wife, he has to look for certain things. The Lord on today is looking for certain things. He's looking for righteousness. He's looking for peace. He's looking for justice. He's looking for holiness. He's looking for salvation in us. And if we possess those things, then he gets all the glory. The world is looking for the Savior we say we possess. And if we possess him, somebody ought to see more than us shouting. They ought to see more than us doing. They need to know that he saves, he heals, and he's delivering. He's saving, he's healing, and he's still yet delivering. Why? Because all of us were as filthy rags. It is by the grace, the blood of Jesus, that we are being made who we are. And if we stay in that frame of mind, when we put on fine linen, I don't know about you. You ever seen somebody in an outfit? They dressed all up, but something just don't match. I don't want the body of Christ to be dressed all up and something don't match. Something is out of place. God is saying to us on today, get ready. The bride is coming. And this bride is only going to have those that are connected to him with them. Let me say that again. The bride that is coming, that will stand before the bridegroom, will only have those that are connected in him. My question today is, are you connected to him? Are you available, ready to put on your fine linen and white that you can stand before him? Let me give you some good news. If you're not saved, if you're struggling, if you backslid, the good news is there is still yet time. There is still yet time for you to get it together. The sad thing would be, if you've ever been to a wedding that they started and they have an awesome planner, that at a certain point you just can't come in. And you get upset because you want to see the bride and the groom take their vows. But because you were not ready, you can't go in. That's the most horrible feeling, to know you can't enter a place that you've been invited to. Let me say this to you today. The invitation is already given. The opportunity to make up your mind to come is going to be up to you. And when you get there, you want to make sure the necessary protocols that's needed, because he loves you for the way you are. Listen, I'm unclean. I did this. I did that. He's saying there's still yet time. There's still yet time. The Bible just says, and his name is called the Word of God. Now, let me close with this. If you are a part of the body of Christ, then we know what position we should be in. We know that we're preparing for this wedding. We know we have to make sure we have on our helmet of salvation. If you go to Ephesians 6, that's a preface for what you should be dressed in, the components you're going to need. But besides those things, you're going to have to be able to stand, and having done all, to stand through these times. And as you stand through these times, he gets the greater glory. He's been dealing with me not about the glory, but the greater glory. The greater glory is the thing that nobody could do but him, just like the glory. But this measure of glory is something that's so powerful that you can't help but say, even like the glory of God that he did. You already know that it was nobody but him that would save you, that would heal you, that would deliver you, that would help you in a time of need. While you have breath, while you have a mindset too, if you haven't been close, I urge you to get close to him. If you walked away from him, I admonish you to get close and come back to him, because there's nothing you've done that he can't cover you for. And I know we talk about blasphemy, but on the real of you doing the things you've done to just turn your back on him, he still loves you. And if I can tell you that not only that he loves you, he died for each and every one of us. It is his blood that cleanses us, covers us, and helps us. It is your choice to say yes and learn as much as you can learn about him, to stay in fellowship with him. There are a lot of Christians that go to church every Sunday. There are also a great number of Christians that go to church every Sunday and never know him. They are not intimate with him. They've not read their word. They've not communed with him. He said, I will say in those days, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I say to you today, you are blessed. You have breath in your body. You have a mind to hear him. You have the ability. You've been gifted with gifts and the grace of God to go forward to do whatever he's calling you to do. But here's the thing. Don't take the gift and run out without the giver of the gift. Prepare yourself as a bride. Make sure your hair in place, your crown in place is there, your heart is right, that your linen will look good on you, that it will fit just right, that he can see you in all that you are, and that he will be glorified. That he will be glorified. So in talking about marriage today, our guest today have a lot to share. Because sometimes what people believe marriage is, it is not. And sometimes we've been tricked to believe marriage is something it is not. So I'm grateful for them, and I'm grateful for what they're teaching in their ministry and the work that they're doing, because it's making great impact. So I thank you for listening to today's exhortation. Again, we studied Revelation, the 19th chapter, 1 through 14 or 15. I'm sorry, go over that. Go back and study it, read it, play the replay, whatever you need to do, but get that word in your spirit and prepare yourself for the bride, as the bride, and the bridegroom is coming. So I love each and every one of you. I'm thankful for this time with you. I'm thankful that God has set apart this time, this hour, for us all to commune together, to love on each other, to make right whatever is wrong, to ask him to come in. These are sacred times to ask him to help where help is needed and make it right so that we can be right before him. So thank you again for listening to this week's exhortation. Now we're going to switch gears. We have wonderful guests in the studio and on the podcast, I should say, today. I'm super honored and so love them. I've watched them for years, and I know the work, and I know who they are in Christ and serving him. And I'm honored to present to some and introduce to others none other than Ray and Leandra Green, a Believer's Temple, but of their work, which is called The Truth About Marriage. Welcome to the Just For You podcast.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Honored that you guys are here with us on today. I know God has been using you guys in such a miraculous way. I'm excited.
Amen.
Because there's something to be said about who you all are. I just want to begin with this, and I'm turning it over to you guys to share as the Lord would allow you to share and to give what God has given you. I want to first start by saying that years ago, not today, I've watched you. I've watched you, and I've seen you in your lives. And one thing about telling somebody about something is you never know who's watching. And I said to you, Leandra, one day, I said, you know, you never really don't remember. I remember we were at a Canton Jones concert. You know how many years that's been. And I watched the anointing on your life. I've watched you throughout the years. I honor your pastors, your dad, Bishop Calvin Scott, and your mom, Prophetess Deborah Scott, and, of course, your entire church family, your siblings, everyone, and your husband. I have watched you all. And so when you all were talking about your recent anniversary, it blessed my soul, because what people need to understand is that you can make it in marriage. And I would love for you to share with them about your journey, what God has given you that you would impart into the lives of those that are listening today. And even those, I always say, we talk about marriage, but there are people preparing to be married, that they can utilize these proven principles that you and your husband have. And I honor both of you on today for what you share in the body of Christ and to help people to become positioned to be married properly. So may God bless you. I'm turning the floor over to you all to share if the Lord would have you to share. But I do want you to share also that God is going to bless you all to be able to have an event after you share. We'll talk about that in those products that you have.
Amen.
Well, first of all, good evening, and thank you so much for having us on your program this evening. We, of course, thank God for all that he's doing in our lives. God has been so faithful to us, and we appreciate mm-hmm. him so much. Of course, I give honor to my wife, the beautiful Leandra Green, and of course, our pastor and First Lady, Bishop Calvin, and First Lady Deborah Scott from Believer's Temple. And we just as you mentioned, we just did celebrate 20 years of marriage back in August. Yes, ma'am.
God is good.
God is faithful. Yes, he's so good. And so we celebrated 20 years. And, you know, one of the biggest things I would say that has really kept us is by keeping God and keeping God's word as the foundation of our relationship. And that's where we begin to build all of the principles that are in scripture. You know, we use those principles to, of course, live our lives with one another so that we can be all that who God has called and created us to be. And we strive to do that each and every day. Strive by, you know, making sure that we not look at each other, but we make an effort to look at ourselves in the mirror. We make an effort to look at, okay, God, what is it about me that may need to be changed, instead of always looking at the other person? Because oftentimes, you know, I think it's our inclination to initially to look at the other person as if they're the problem, you know. But years ago, I was told, you know, that you know, you look at yourself, you know, pray, sit down, talk to God and ask God, hey, what is it about me? Talk to me about me, you know. And I think over time, as God began to do that within myself over years and even through my wife, you know, I think that that's helped us to love on one another more, be able to communicate better and things like that. So I just really, really, really appreciate God for the gift that he has given me, you know, to live with and to share my life with.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm honored as well. As my husband said, I'm grateful to, as he said, to do life with him. And I'm honored. We're honored that God has chosen us for this particular time. I was reading Esther this morning, and I was reading, everybody knows the story of Esther, how Mordecai has said to her, you know, and I'm paraphrasing it more of our, well, not Mordecai. I mean, yeah, I think it's Mordecai. That was her uncle. I can't remember. I may be mixing the two up. Yeah, it was Mordecai. How he, you know, had to shake her a little bit and say, listen, God didn't put you in the house with the king for no reason. This is the time God positioned you to be in the house so that you can save the people. Because in the moment she was, you know, she was fearful because she had to go before the king, and she knew that it wasn't proper for her to go before the king unless she was called for. But there was a decree that went into the land, and the decree was that all of her people were to be killed. But God needed a vessel in that particular time and in that particular season to break the tradition and do something that no one had ever done before. And so he had to shake her a little bit and say, listen, you know, you have an assignment, and God put you in this place at this particular time for this particular reason. And I feel that for both my husband and I, that God has positioned us for this particular time and for this particular season. You rarely see you rarely see marriage, especially in the body of Christ, be transparent and be real and authentic about their journey, because it is so important for folks in the church to play the faith, to show up and, you know, and keep flowing in ministry, but go home miserable, you know, operating, but they're operating for the people, but they're dysfunctional behind closed doors. And so for that particular reason, I do believe that the body of Christ has been we've been enabled and been, I guess, we have just, it hasn't been flowing as God originally planned for it to flow, especially when it comes to marriage union. Because when you do need help, you know, people, the shame that comes with talking about your issues in marriage, it comes with a lot of shame. But the Bible says that Jesus endured the shame when he went to the cross, you know, and we should be a safe place, a safe haven in the body of Christ for marriages that are struggling, to say, hey, we have issues, and yeah, we are functioning in ministry, but right now we need some folks on the wall for us. And so I do believe that God has positioned us in this season to be that transparency in regards to God's redemption power of what the power of healing looks like when you really surrender your heart, mind, body, and soul to the Lord, and then he takes complete control. Because oftentimes we'll say, you know, God is Lord over my life. But when you're in a storm, that's when you can tell if he's really Lord or if you're just saying it. Because when he's Lord, that means that you don't just say it, but your heart is surrendered to him, even in your darkest hours. And so our story is truly a God story. We take no credit for it. We celebrate, like my husband said, we celebrated 20 years in August of last year, but that was monumental to us because we both laughed about how it was a time in our marriage where we said, you know, we thought about the 20-year process, but that was not a joyous thought for us to even see. We didn't even know we were going to make it to 20 years. And so I remember specifically one day asking my husband, I was like, hey, you know, can you give me a new ring one day? You know, because I had my original ring was broken. My diamond fell out of it. And I remember he just kind of stared at me, you know, like, are you serious? Do you know what you did in this marriage? But just with the joy of the Lord and the God's redeeming power, he took me into the jewelry store that I wanted to go to and let me pick out the ring that I wanted for our 20th anniversary, because God is a healer. And there were no strings, no, nothing attached. It was an example of God's true healing power. And so, you know, people don't know the story behind the glory. They just look at, oh, you know, you guys look great together. But, you know, when we celebrated 20 years, that was a monumental moment for us. It was pivotal for, you know, showing the world that God can do it if you just surrender to him.
And you know what I love about you guys, you know, there's some things that you talked about with being transparent in the body of Christ. You know, it is sad to say that the place of healing is the church. It is the place that we worship. It's the place where we feel and should feel safe. But yet it is a prideful thing when we feel we can't share. I don't want anybody in my business. When we do that, we disservice ourselves, as you have said. And even in those difficult times that you and your husband had, can you share with the listening audience, what was the defining moment that made you all say it's worth it to hang in there no matter what has happened? Because there are a lot of people struggling, and they really need to know, what is that moment? What makes you say, yes, it's worth the fight, versus being in a position of saying, nah, you know what, we just give up?
Well, I think for me personally, I talk about this specifically in our book. But I think for me, it was a few things. Number one, I think one of the main things I thought about was my children, and I thought about what I experienced as a child growing up and how. I was raised in a single parent home. My dad and mother, they divorced, I think around the time I was 11, 12, something like that. So, you know, my mother did everything that she can do to take care of us. But now there's, you know, now I'm seeing this model. I'm seeing this picture growing up as far as what does this look like now, you know, how is this, you know, without a father figure in the house, you know? And I knew how that felt. I knew growing up, you know, what that did to me and how it made me feel and things like that. So I said, man, all of what came with that, I didn't like it. And that was one of the things that was pivotal for me to make a decision and make a choice to say, man, I don't want my children to have to go through that. So, you know, I made a decision to fight. I made a decision to stay. I made a decision to do the best that I can to understand that even through all of what we went through, and even knowing a lot of people that don't make it through these types of situations, I knew there was purpose. At the time, of course, I didn't want to admit to that, but I knew there was a lot of purpose behind the pain. And I knew that through what we went through, I knew that, that God was going to get the glory out of it at the end. And so, you know, I had to get on my knees and I had to fight. And that's one of the things that we talk about is that, you know, not only just for me, but we both had to fight. And you know, mm-hmm. when you're fighting, you're not fighting. Basically, you both individuals have to fight. It can't be just one person fighting for the marriage for the survival of the marriage. It has to be both individuals, and you have to be fighting against the same thing. And in this case, of course, we're fighting our opponent, which is the enemy that comes in to conquer and divide. And so we had to, as individuals, we had to step in and make a decision to go ahead and fight for it. And that's what we did. So, yes, so I would say that the answer to that question is for me was my children. And it's just more to it than just, you know, it's not as simple as some people may think it is just to say, okay, after being with somebody for, you know, 10 years or so, just to call it quits, you know, because there's so many turning pieces that are involved in the process as far as, you know, making the decision just to leave. It's just not that easy. So that's what I would say was pivotal for me.
Mm-hmm. As far as myself, I think what was pivotal for me was the promise that God had gave me from the very beginning. I held on to the word that God gave me because, this is in the book that we wrote, but I don't want to go too much into the book because, of course, you want people to get the book. But when I confessed to my husband about the infidelity, there was no I didn't have a reason to, because it wasn't something that was – there was no evidence to say, hey, you're doing it. It was truly out of obedience because God was shifting my life. And I come from a backslidden state. And God gave me a promise, and he said, I need you to go to your husband. I need you to confess. And I was like, what? I'm changed. It's been 2 years. What you mean? He was like, go, and I need you to tell on yourself. And he said, but your marriage will survive. And and that's all I had was God's word. I didn't have, of course, people can prophesy to you, pray for you, lay hands on you. You can go to sackcloth. You know how many times I went in sackcloth and ashes? I was in sackcloth and ashes. But when I still got up off my knees, I was still in the fight of my life, trying to fight for my marriage. But God, he broke me in that process, and I became a new creature as a result of him not removing that thorn from my flesh, but just standing on God's promise. Because there were so many days personally that I wanted to just quit, you know, and I even say in the book too, that at some point, you know, God spoke to me because I would tell my husband, listen, let's just get divorced. You tired, I'm tired, we both tired, and it's just not working. And I remember one day the Holy Spirit said to me, the more you say that, the longer I'm going to leave you in this test. So God was teaching me to close my mouth in the process. The Holy Spirit is a teacher, honey. He will break you and teach you at the same time. And I changed my dialogue. You know, I changed my perspective. It still did hurt because there was a major divide in our home. There was no real connection for quite some time, but I remembered what God said to me, and I remember what he showed me in a vision in my living room, and I had nothing else but that. So people even told me, you're crazy. Like, what do you mean you want? I'm like, I have to do what God said to regardless. I have to be obedient, because I knew that it was something that God was trying to do in my life and in my marriage.
And you know what I love about that is the absolute truth. Holding on to the word of God, it gives us the strength that we do not have. There was no strength that you could have in your own natural ability, but to hear that word over and over and be able, like you say, to tell on yourself. That is the power of God. And then here's the thing that I love about God. Not only did it work out like he said, he was able to receive it and hear you, and you're together today. A lot of people that are listening may feel all hope is gone, or they may feel that I don't know if we're going to make it out. You all are testimonies that God can and God will. But here's the question. Did they have God? Because when you have God, he makes the difference, right? And I love that you began saying that you all don't take credit for it, because when God is over it and he's controlling it, it shows the manifested power he has in your life. And so I often say this, that people often can say with their mouth, oh, I'm this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But one thing I've learned in life, if you watch and pray, you will see the truth about people and the lives that they live. And like you said, in the church, because it is a place that we know, it's a place that we love, a place that we serve, it should be the place of transparency. It should be the place of forgiveness.
Definitely.
And true forgiveness. The kind of forgiveness that don't make you feel bad by saying, I've been through this. But because you all are walking it out now, God is giving you even more territory to share your story. Talk to us about your book. Talk to us about where we can find the book and any upcoming events that you all are going to have. Because I believe, I know someone is saying, wow, I need to read that book. And it is pivotal in marriages. And also, would you let us know if you all can come for events and different things, conferences that people may have that they would need you to speak about marriage? Share with us on this evening.
Yes, we can definitely do that. Can I say one thing before we give out that information?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
One thing we wrote in the book in regards to the deficit that is in the body of Christ in church. There was some statistics, and it says that only 7% of pastors say their church has a program to help people struggling with pornography. Another statistic says 57% of pastors say porn addiction is most damaging, is the most damaging issue in their congregation, and 69% say porn have adversely impacted the church. We did not have any help at all when my husband, of course, at some point dealt with the struggle of pornography. Besides, folks just say fast and pray, you know, fast and pray, fast and pray. And we believe in fasting and praying, but there has to be a conversation. You know, there has to be someone there as a real outlet, a resource for these. I put up a post last week on Facebook, just because you get your life to Christ doesn't mean that you don't still need deliverance. Deliverance is a daily process. The Word of God says that we die daily. So that means that our flesh has to be crucified on a day-to-day basis, and our flesh still wants to rise. So having those conversations in the body of Christ that about pornography is so important, because I didn't get a chance to mention another thing, but it was another statistic that said that studies show 47% of families in the United States reported pornography as a problem in their home. 47%. So that means that it's not just the world. That's the body of Christ too. Like, it's real. And so that, because of pornography, leads to other issues in marriage. And that's kind of how we got to where we were initially. My husband struggled with pornography, and as a result, I stepped out. And I was led away by my own flesh, by my own lust. I decided to do it out of hurt. But had we had some resources available and transparency in the body, I do believe that a lot of things that we went through could have been prevented. So our objective with this project that we wrote, The After Effects of Pornography and Infidelity in Marriage, His View, Her View, and God's View, is really a piece, a resource to married couples, to singles as well, to talk about those topics that are taboo, and then also talk about those red flags that you need to pay attention to, because if you don't deal with this, the Bible says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Like, you need to pay attention, slow down, because it could be a danger ahead. So that was the objective of our project. You want to say something?
So I think too, as she mentioned, you know, there weren't resources that we had immediately available. So the only thing we can do at that point is turn to counselors. And so we sought counseling, and even through the counseling and through my own personal research, you know, I realized that I had to play safeguards in my life. I had to those areas that I knew would cause me to go back into a certain place that would put me in a position where, you know, I would be tempted by a certain visual. I have to safeguard that. And so I had to take a higher level of accountability, because my thought is that, you know, if I don't do it, then, you know, it probably won't get done. So I had to take some extreme measures, you know, in order to get to that place and in order to exercise the discipline that I know God had already placed in me. But it was just a matter of, you know, just like the scripture says, faith without works is dead. I can believe God for my healing. But the question is, what are you doing, you know, to make that thing come to fruition? And in this case, I had to take certain steps in order to bring that healing into fruition. And so, that's it. So, you know, I had to, it took some time, but, you know, that pornography is a stronghold, and it's something that once it gets a grip on you, it's very difficult to shake, you know. But at the same time, I thank God that he delivered me. I thank God that he spoke to my heart and really dealt with the fact that, you know, this is something that is destroying your marriage, is destroying your life. And, you know, I had to make it more about just me. I wanted to be in a healthy place. I didn't want to be in a place where, you know, as the head, of course, you know, everything trickles down from the head. So I didn't realize the damage and the impact that it had on my house until after the damage was already done. And you're trying to assess, like, okay, why is the couch all the way over there, and why is this over here? Like, it was just entire mess. But like I said, I thank God for where he's brought us, and even the things that I don't believe that there's anything that God allows us to go through that goes to waste. I believe that that he'll use any and everything, you know, in order for him to get the glory. And so I believe that this story is going to help somebody. I always say it's not going to help everybody, but it will help somebody, and that's fine. As long as it helps somebody, I believe that this testimony that we have will definitely change lives.
Amen. Amen. And I'm so excited to hear that, because, you know, again, we often hear women being transparent, but I thank you and your wife for sharing your story, because people need to hear from men as well. They need to hear how they feel and what the process looks like for them. A lot of times, you know, again, we know the look in church, we know, but at the end of the day, thank you both for sharing your story and letting others know you can make it through the trials with everything, because it affects the children, the family, it affects those that know you, and yet to be able to still stand and say, listen, it was worth it because God's hand was in it. I thank you all so very, very much. Please share with us where we can find your book, information, any other information you'd like to share with us about your ministry, and we'll be more than happy to listen to that.
Amen, amen. Well, again, we thank you so much for this opportunity. We are actually having, so you can purchase the book, The After Effects of Pornography and Infidelity in a Marriage, His View, Her View, and God's View, by going to www.thetruthaboutmarriage.net. That's where you'll locate that at. And then also, we are having a book release. The great thing is, it's a good and bad thing, is that it is sold out. And so we're honored again to be able to host this for married couples. We're doing it on next Friday night. And so our objective that night is to really just pour. We have a Q&A session. We also have two other couples, and actually one of them was the couple that that played a pivotal role in our marriage when we were going through our storm, which is Pastor Beverly and Pastor Ken Jenkins. So they are marriage counselors, and they are phenomenal. And then we have another couple, the Billingsley and the Martinez. Billingsley, they are, I consider them newlyweds because they're roughly almost five, that's almost 6 years in. And so I wanted kind we wanted to spread out the numbers of the marriage so people can kind of hear them. Those that have been married for a very short time and those who have been married for an extremely long time, and then just kind of get a, you know, a balance in the perspective in regards to how they should respond when opposition happens in marriage, because it's a reality. It does. It doesn't matter how saved we are, we still deal with the flesh. So that event is on next Friday night. But we do host a marriage conversation every third Tuesday of the month on Facebook Live. It'll be under Leandra Green's, my Facebook page, and also it's on YouTube. They can go to YouTube. They choose to watch it from YouTube. And it's The Truth About Marriage with Ray and Leandra Green. And we also air it on Instagram. And it's the_truthaboutmarriage. And we do have a Facebook page on Facebook. And people, if they want to connect with us, we also do coaching, counseling for married couples as well. And they can also go to our website for that. But our Facebook and our website is thetruthaboutmarriage.net and The Truth About Marriage with Ray and Leandra Green on Facebook.
Amen. Well, we are super excited for all the women. I'm sorry?
I said I know that
would
was a mouthful.
Oh, no. It needs to be a mouthful. Listen, that says God trusts you with the territory he's given you. That's what that says to me. So that's an honor, and I'm really grateful for you all again being on. Thank you for taking time out of you all's schedule to be with us here today. We really appreciate it. I know the listeners appreciate it. And I just want to encourage you all to continue to do the great work that you're doing in the body of Christ. It matters. My husband and I have been married 25 years, and we're super excited whenever we hear about couples that are 20s. And, you know, usually you've gone to events where they said people that have been married 10 years, they stand up. People that are married 20 years, it starts going down, 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 down. Till it's just so unfortunate. But what I thank God for, he's rising up again, what marriage means. And that's important. So I honor you all in the work that you're doing. And I pray that the Lord will continually bless you and your husband, and that you all will do and take this world by storm for what you have been given from God, because it makes a difference. Amen.
Amen.
As we close out your session, would you please honor us if there is any nugget that you'd like to give the listening audience on what it will mean to hold on, maybe not just in marriage, but to give them a word of encouragement that they know they can make it. This is such a trying time in our world with so many different things that are going on, but we know because of the Lord that there is hope. Will you all encourage them as we conclude your interview and session?
Well, we would like to, as we say at the end of our program every third Tuesday, to fight for your marriage, because your marriage is worth fighting for. Yeah. And so, you know, when I think about that, I think about the fact that, you know, knowing that your partner, your spouse is God's gift to you. So, you know, you want to honor that gift that God has given you, and you want to fight for it, because if it was important enough for you to embrace to the point to where you decided that you wanted to live life with this person, then it should be important enough to fight for. I mean, that's your best friend. That's your you could say road dog, your comrade, you know, all of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
definitely something worth fighting for, and I think that the foundation of any good strong relationship is going to be Bible based, and it's going to be based on the Word of God. And so you know, I would definitely encourage those, or we would encourage those who are even struggling in their marriage, or those who just, you know, those who are doing well and just, you know, just want to keep staying on the straight and narrow, you know, encourage those individuals to keep going, to keep pressing, to keep believing in God, stay faithful to the process, no matter what things look like. It may not look clear, you know, on this end, but just, you know, you have to know and trust God that, you know, you walk by faith and not by sight, and understanding that God has this thing. Mm-hmm. God has it, and he has your relationship in his hands.
Mm-hmm. I would say, which I agree with my husband wholeheartedly, but I would give a word to those that are single that are in their preparation season. I would encourage them to stay faithful. This time of preparation is so critical for your own personal healing and also your development, because oftentimes people go into marriage with the wrong concept. You said earlier mm-hmm. about the white dress. They don't realize that it's so much mm-hmm. more than just a dress
Come
and
on.
A tuxedo, because as soon as you say I do, you become a target to the enemy. And so he will find every weakness in your life and use it against you. So I wholeheartedly encourage the singles to really get before the face of God and ask him to show them the areas that are there for deficiency in, so that when they do become one with their spouse, that they won't cause the marriage to be dysfunctional because they did not receive the healing that they needed prior to being a union. That would be my word of encouragement to the single.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you all, and I just want you all to know my husband has been listening, and I want to honor him at this time, and him greeting and telling you all hi, and to the listening audience, and give his greetings as well.
Thank you. Tell him we say hello as well.
Blessings. Good evening to both of you guys.
Good evening.
I enjoyed you guys' message on today, and I encourage you guys both to continue to grow stronger in the Lord as well as in your relationship. Oftentimes, we don't hear about strong relationships, because nowadays we're seeing so many people are shacking up.
Mm-hmm.
And so my prayer is that the body will continue to show what relationships and what marriage is, and how to continue to increase the volume of marriages. So I think we're lacking mm-hmm. in the church body as the growth in the area.
Amen.
So
amen.
I want to encourage you guys both to continue to do what you're doing, because it is helping the body, and there are people that are watching and being encouraged by your voices.
Thank you
yes,
for that.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. All righty, we thank God for you guys, and I am looking forward to hearing more about the grace and the goodness of God and what he's doing in your life. Listening audience, you have just heard from Ray and Leandra Green. They're giving you resources on what to do to sustain and have a meaningful marriage, as well as if you're preparing to get married. They have tools and resources available for you. Please don't hesitate to reach out to them. They have a Facebook page entitled The Truth About Marriage. Please look on there, get their information, connect up with them. They have an event that is sold out, but we know there are many opportunities in the future for them. So please make sure you connect up with them so that you can be blessed by what God has blessed them to give. May God bless you. Now, listening, if this is your birthday month, the month of March, we're coming to the end of it, but nonetheless, it may be your birthday today. We want you to know, here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. If you've gotten a new job, maybe you've had something wonderful happen, a promotion, or maybe there's something wonderful, particularly special to you, here at Just For You, we want you to know we're celebrating with you. On the other end of the spectrum, there are times when things happen, prayer is needed, and God has to get the glory out of the situation. He's the answer for your problem. We want you to know, here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. God is a sustainer. sustainer. He meets the needs in our lives. And if we trust him, and even if you don't, he's still God, and he will do what needs to be done. I encourage you, if you don't know the Lord, and you know that this is a time your heart has been pressed about it, your mind has been saying, hey, I've got to do something different, I encourage you and welcome you. If you will say yes to God, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, it tells us to believe in our heart. But listen, it doesn't stop there. You need to confess with your mouth that he is Lord. I'm concerned that we always say, he's in my heart. He knows my heart. But nobody knows that you really believe in him because you won't confess him before men. So please, I urge you, I encourage you to get to know him. Maybe you've been walking with the Lord a long time, but haven't pulled your Bible out except Sunday. I don't, not just Sundays, but I'm telling you, just as you want to get to know a spouse and your children and those that you love, you want to know the Lord in that same way. Please make sure you get intimate with him. Find the place that you can pray. Find the place that you can learn more and more about him. He's on his way back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish. That means that he's looking for those that have sincerely strived to stay close to him as he should. So I encourage you to continue to pray. Know it's not too late for you. Know he won't turn his back on you. As long as you have breath and you're willing to say yes, he can do it for you. He will open doors for you, and he will close doors for you under his guidance. I also want to let you know that there are some announcements that we have on this week. Again, we encourage you to please write them down. If you're on the replay, you have time to look them up and get the information that is needed. There will be a walk. It is entitled the Fentanyl and Heroin Walk. It's going to be presented by Sabrina and Darren Whipler. This walk will be in St. Charles, and it is a walk to bring awareness for people to understand the power of heroin and fentanyl. It's an awareness walk. It will be at 1001 South Deschene Drive, St. Charles, Missouri, 63301. Listen, if you'd like more information, there is a Facebook page under heroin/fentanyl awareness walk. Please make sure that you will look that up, because it's important. There are many families, as we've talked about marriage, that are dealing with substance abuse. For those of you that know, our organization, United Community Services, we deal with preventative substance abuse, and we want you all to know there is hope and there is help. This particular walk is in honor of Christopher Thomas Sellers. So please, make sure if you're in the St. Charles area, you'd like to learn more about that, please don't forget to look that up on Facebook. I also want you to know, if there is a need in your life that you need resources, you need help, we encourage you to call United Way. You can dial them in the St. Louis area at 211. 211, and you would be able to obtain them. They will ask you pertinent information that they can give you the resources that are needed for your particular case. Listen, this is not a time of pride. This is a time when God has provided resources that are at your fingertips. Be patient, be vigilant. There are times when some things come right away. Sometimes you have to wait. My husband and I have been through it and just went through a year-long trial of going through when our home flooded out. And believe me, I know how frustrating it can be. But if you hold on and if you wait on the Lord, he will make a way for you. I also want to encourage you, if you have other needs, that you have Urban League St. Louis. .com, Urban League St. Louis. It would be ULSTL youthtoday.com offers over 55 programs to match everything from youth to seniors and community address issues, housing, different things, Save Our Sons program. They have a various of programs that are available for our community. They're now integrating banking and various things. I would love for you, if you have those needs, please look them up, connect up with them. There are resources that are available for each and every one of you. On Fridays, every Friday, our Elation family has From Ashes to Beauty. This is our women's section where we come on Clubhouse. Kenny says we're going to the Clubhouse. And we will be there at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our guest speaker will be our very own Dr. Loretta Petit. We call her Dr. Lo. She will be our speaker on this on Friday. Please make sure you mark your calendars. We've had some wonderful sessions. Each of us have spoken, and we will continue to rotate in that four Clubhouse that we can share the gospel and help people to understand whatever it is that you're going through, God has a word for you. We honor our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, for the vision that she has for our radio station and all of us that serve in the Elation family. United Community Services will be hosting our fundraiser, which will be for Katie's. For those of you that love that particular candy, it is available. You can't find it a lot, but we will have it. It will be a sale running until April 11th. For more information, you can contact me on Facebook, and I will be able to provide that information for you. I also want you to know, if you have any announcements that are community-related or church-related that you would like for me to read for your organization, please send them to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'll be more than happy to get that information. I also want you to know that we're super excited about all of the things that are coming to pass. You can also reach me on Instagram under His Blessed Girl 7, and we'll be happy to answer you there as well. Listen, we love to pray. We get your inboxes, prayers, requests, your community announcements. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. Elation Radio and all of us serving could not be who we are to do what we do without you. We need listeners, and we're very appreciative and thankful. A special thank you to our guests that were on today, Ray and Leandria Green, beautiful people in the Lord. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule. And also to my husband, who supports me, listens, and gives me the strength as we pray to continue to do the work in our ministry as well. We're so grateful and thankful to serve. So if there is nothing else, we're coming to the close of the podcast. We invite you to continue to listen in to the Just For You podcast. We're on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Before we go, we always close out in prayer, and we'd ask that you close out with us. Please, if the replay is going to be a blessing for somebody else, please share it. Not just this podcast, anything that you're watching on Facebook, from any person that will give you strength, and you know that will give someone else strength, make sure they hear that word. Make sure they are encouraged. Make sure they are strengthened. Most of all, if they are unsaved, make sure they have an invitation for salvation. Father God, we thank you today for what you've done and what you're about to do in all of our lives. We thank you for what you have spoken into our lives on today. We know we are to be prepared. You are coming back, and we all that are saved want to go back with you. We don't want to be left in this world. We want to be in your hands, and we know that you love us. You are so saving. You are healing. You are delivering even now. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Bless this work with Elation Radio and Magazine. Bless our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Bless us, O God, that are hearers of the word and doers of the word. Save on today, God. Someone may be concerned about a loved one, a spouse, a child, or whoever it is laid on their heart. Father, would you hear their prayer and save on today and deliver on today. We thank you for this beautiful couple, Ray and Leandra Green. God bless their ministry. Bless the works of their hands. Bless everything they touch to prosper. Thank you for the transparency, not only of their ministry, but the power of the work that you've given them to do. Thank you for their leadership, Bishop Calvin Scott, and their mom, Prophetess Deborah Scott, First Lady Deborah Scott. We thank you for their love. We thank you for their gifts. We thank you for their ministry. We thank you for their entire family, children, siblings, all of them, that you will continue to bless them. I thank you, O God, for every listener, one that takes the time to listen in from one week to the other, or the one that just came on. We say thank you, O God. We bless you for my husband. Continue to strengthen our bodies. Continue to help us in the work we are called to do on the podcast and off the podcast, to serve your people as you would have us to do. We say thank you. And Father, for any unspoken requests, anything that may be on the hearts and minds of the listeners that need you, we're asking you to meet their need on today, and we will thank you and praise you. And not only forgive us of our sins, but give hearts to forgive others that you may be glorified. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Until next time, may God bless you, and we'll see you soon as the Lord would allow. God bless. Hallelujah.
That's what I was created for. Just to live in a house or a mansion, not just to drive in a fine fancy car. I just want more than a tangible possessions of this world. For made by the master's hand, I'm a unique design, not just to work every day for a dollar, not to dress for the approval of man. I have the image of a Father and a Savior, for with him I stand, with him I will remain. Oh yeah! created for. Whoa.